8 minutes after 10 o'clock, and it's time for Kaleidoscope. Mike Foley is with us with the Wyndham Concert Association 79th year.
This will be our 79th continuous consecutive year. Yep.
That is a very impressive number. And, you know, we were just talking before we started about how population is changing and, you know, the rise and fall and everything else. And to be going this strong that many years later, it's really impressive.
Well, we're really happy to be a part of it and present it for the community and the area. You know, we have members from well outside the area that have been with us a long time, too. So that all helps with the declining population.
But the bottom line is we've got a new season coming up, and we have got some incredible shows, and now's the time to buy your membership.
Correct. Tomorrow night is our final concert of the 25-26 season, and we'll be signing up memberships, renewals, and new both before the concert, intermission time, and after the concert. So when you're coming tomorrow night, you members, you'll have an opportunity to get that taken care of right there and save yourself some postage and some time. We'll have all the people, all the board, taking that in at that time. We have a great season coming up. Of course, I tell people I've been involved for quite a while. And we always have a great season. And we on the board are always excited about the new and different talents that we have. And these are all professional people. We've had numerous ones who have gone on to become pretty famous after a time. This is kind of, we're getting them on the way up, so to speak. So we're excited about what we have, and it's a good variety. We have a Takes Two, and that's in October. A duo that does everything from country to present day. Lots of comedy in that. They do a super job. And just to let you know, the board gets to hear all these groups before we contract with it. So we get kind of excited when we hear them, and that's how we choose the talent.
Okay. Now, this one, when you read about it, it kind of almost feels like it's going to be more of a variety show than just a concert. It sounds like they really put on a show.
Right. Right. They do a little bit of everything. You're right. It's more of a show than a formal, here we go, 3-minute concert type thing.
Yep. Okay. So that one is October 10th.
Right. Right.
And then New Blue. Tell me about that one.
New Blue is really a country show, country music. Don't confuse that with country western. They're two different things. Country show with a bluegrass twist, which means there's a fair amount of instrumental background, which is more prevalent in the bluegrass twist. Again, we've heard this group. They're awesome. Just everything they do instrumentally really complements the vocal aspect.
And that one will be October 30th on a Friday night.
Right.
Okay. Very good. And then Six Appeal. You're going to have to do some explaining.
Six Appeal. It's they're an a cappella group, and they do have a way of providing some instrumental-like sounds, underscoring and supporting the vocal, and it's really interesting to see how they do that, what they do, and they know what they're doing and use the microphone system to their advantage. We've had a group like this a few years back and went over really, really big. There are others in the business professionally We have a lot of people that really, really have asked to have another a cappella group back, so that's why we have them.
I just think it's always amazing. I like to sit and close my eyes, and there is no way that you don't feel like there's instruments on that stage.
Right.
You know,
right.
What they're able to do just is really impressive.
Yes, yes it is.
And that one will be, that's kind of the first one of the spring then, on March 20th.
Right.
Okay. And Alliance Brass. Now that one kind of sounds like we should know what it's going to be.
Yeah, Alliance Brass is, now they're you're back pretty much to a formal concert. And they may do some unique things, but like the ad says, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, they rate a 12. We've had brass groups before similar to this. They always go over really, really well. These are five very talented younger musicians. They play everything from... Leroy Anderson's Bugler's Holiday, which we've heard for many, many years. I remember hearing it when I was a kid growing up on the radio station. Paul Simon's Bridge Over Troubled Water, including a ton of John Philip Sousa's military marches. It's just a really sit back and enjoy the technical ability of these people, as well as the musical ability and the material that they do perform for us.
It is a very impressive lineup this year, I think. These are all going to be very entertaining shows.
Right. And as you said, Steve, we have two in October, one in March, one in April. What we've deliberately done in the past, as much as we can, is not only do we judge the talent, but we judge their availability. And we try to schedule kind of the winter months off due to our infamous winter weather and the increasing number of people who travel down south and west and in southeast and so forth for the winter, that they don't miss any of these shows. So we have them all at times that kind of work into all those schedules. So we've that's our reason for spacing them out a little bit.
Now, the only way you get to go see these shows is if you have a membership.
Correct. We only sell a season membership, and the season membership is only $60 per person for the entire season.
Yeah, now, that's not per show, which would be a deal.
That's
if it was $60 per show.
Yeah.
But you're only paying one $60 fee for the entire year.
Right. And young people with children at home yet, we do admit children through high school graduation a free entrance to our concerts. So that... That's a real deal. And, just thinking of, again, the talent that they can see and hear for free is a real advantage also. But the membership, we have to do it that way, we think anyway, in order to stabilize our cost. We've had other neighboring communities that... we used to reciprocate with, and they decided they were going to go on an individual per concert charge. And unfortunately, none of them are in operation any longer because it doesn't work. When we sign a contract to $23,000, $24,000 for talent only, we have rental of the facility, we have advertising, we have other costs. We have to know that we have the wherewithal to pay all those bills.
Yes.
And that's the season membership. And that's a big reason for that. And like you said before, Steve, at $60 a season, it'd be a bargain for one concert.
Absolutely.
Let alone four. And then we throw in just a little more, and that's reciprocity with the Concert Association at St. James. So you can attend their concerts on the same ticket, no more cost, still $60 here in Windham. You're a guest at St. James and Redwood Falls. So you have a potential of, of 12 different concerts, unless there are some repeats, which occasionally there are. But even if it's,
you could seven, easily get 8, 9, 10 of them. Yeah.
At no additional cost. So
all of a sudden, you're paying $6 a concert. That's incredible.
Yeah, you can't go anywhere for that.
Can't even buy coffee for that anymore. So it is. Now, there is a concert tonight. Or is
tomorrow
it tonight?
Night.
Tomorrow night.
Concert tomorrow night, which is the final one of 25-26.
And if you do not have a membership now, if you come to the concert tomorrow to buy a new membership for next year, can you get into the show tomorrow night?
No. The two are totally separate.
The tickets have already been sold.
Yeah, if somebody really wanted to see that show tomorrow night, yes, we'd sell them a ticket at $60.
There you go. Yep.
And believe me, this is not smoke. We have done that. We have had people want to see a show so badly, they bought the membership.
Well, and it goes back to what we've been talking about. If only one of these shows sounds like one you want to see, $60 is a bargain to get to go see it.
Yeah. And you know, our process is not just our idea. We've dealt with Allied Concert Series ever since I've been involved, which was 1971. Allied Concert Series has a local twist. John Folan, who used to be the vocal music instructor here at the local school, went to work for Allied Concert Series a long time ago and eventually bought it out, and his two sons bought him out, and they ran it up until this last year, and they sold out. So we've always had a local connection there, and it's been a terrific thing. Now we have some new direction, and there are some growing pains, but we're making the switch. So it's there. But what a credit to a small town in rural Minnesota to have an opportunity, live talent on stage, and I may say a beautiful stage, beautiful auditorium.
Oh, it is
acoustically great.
Yep.
And it's been going for 79 years. We're told by Allied that we are, as far as anyone could figure out, we are the oldest continually running concert association in the state of Minnesota.
Wow.
And that's a credit to Windham.
Absolutely.
Man, that's a credit. It's been a journey, and we hope it continues for many, many years. And there also is the opportunity, not only for our members, but non-members as well. If anyone would like to contribute to our process, we do mention with an insert in our program people who donate on various levels and so forth, just to keep the treasury a little bit better, paying an additional fee as a contribution. We're a 501c3 corporation, which means that anything we get is tax deductible. Something that has really started to happen, and it's really great in our position and being in that position also age-wise, the mandatory requirement for distribution out of your retirement programs, we're getting a lot of people who are including the Concert Association as a recipient every year out of their 501 C3 qualified programs.
Oh, okay.
So that's additional too, and we're really thankful to do that, because that's allowed us at times to spend a little bit more on our talent than maybe just the membership alone would do. So we have a little flexibility there. And if you're not a member, if you just would like to contribute to the Concert Association to help support the arts present in our community, we'd accept that also.
Very good. All right. Mike, the best way to get your membership is just to come to BARC tomorrow night and get it. Are there other ways? Can they call you?
They can call me at 507-822-0756. Be happy to take care of any questions, comments. You can mail me your membership. Checks made out to Wyndham Concert Association, $60 per person. You also can reserve a seat for $10 for the season, not per concert, per season. So that would be a total of $70, would give you a reserved seat at all of our shows, not St. James or Redwood. But you just make out the check, mail it to me, and we'll get you your membership card somewhere prior to, about 2 weeks prior to the first concert in October. So
very good. All right. Mike Foley, thank you for coming in. We're looking forward to another good season.
Thank you to KDOM. We really appreciate you doing this for us. You're doing a great job for the community. Thank you.
Well, thank you for that. All right, the concert's tomorrow night. It is the last one of last season, and it's your opportunity to get your season pass for next year in these great concerts. So, Mike, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you, Steve.
That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.